Hi, I'm Cheryl McQuaid. It's September 14th, approximately 9 a.m. We're at the UAW Local 602 Hall. We're getting ready to interview Mike Bennett. First, we're going to introduce the rest of the people in the room.
John Fedewa.
Linda Johnson.
Kathy Berry.
Doreen Howard.
Marilyn Coulter.
And Mike Fleming.
Mike, could you tell us your name and spell it out for the record?
Michael Bennett. MICHAELBENNETT.
And what is your address?
1104 Gidner Road, Charlotte, Michigan.
And you're, of course, male. Are you married? Do you have children?
Yeah, I'm married. I have 4 children, 1 stepchild, 6 grandchildren, another grandchild on the way.
And what is your age?
54.
Your national origin? You're US. White.
Not national origin, U.S., white, whatever.
Military service. Did you serve in the military?
No, I did not.
And I guess now I'd like to know the date you hired in and what department did you hire in at?
Hired in December 16th, 1970, into the trim department on the M line.
Do you remember your first boss, your first job?
My first boss was Dick Thalen. My first job, what did I do that first job? I was installing driver's side power window buttons into the doors.
And was that first shift or second shift?
Second shift.
Second shift. Do you have any other family in the plant?
No.
No other family?
No, nope.
Were you ever laid off?
Mm-hmm. Time or two. Actually, I was laid off one stretch. Usually I just got moved around the plant, but in the oil embargo in the 70s, I got laid off in February of 1974. And I worked a few short stretches in between there, and then they called me back permanently in March of 1976.
Why did you hire into Fisher Body?
Basically, it was more benefits than anything. I had a job that was paying almost the same money, but it was more I knew the benefits was a lot better.
Do you have any special memories that you'd like to share with us?
I don't know, really. There's so many things happening there that it's hard to say anything that was special. They were all good. So most of them were good anyway.
Do you have a favorite boss that you worked for?
Boy. Probably one of the best I worked for, I thought, was Bob Damon.
Very nice guy.
When did you run for office, Mike, in the union?
19, I'm trying to think exactly what year that was. Early 80s, about 82, I believe, was the first time I held office.
And what, as a committee person?
Alternate committee, yes. At about the same time, I also went on the election committee.
Uh-huh. And where'd you go from that? Because you did end up as at least vice president.
I was vice president for 6 years.
Wow. What years was that?
19. I seem to have a home, too. It's terrible. I'm terrible at years. 93 to 99. I think my 99 would have been an election year, if I remember right.
And who was president when you were vice
Gary
president?
Gary Bernath.
Gary. And did you hold any other offices besides?
JIT committee, alternate committee. Like I said, I was chairman of the election committee for quite a few years. In fact, I gave that up to run for vice president.
Okay.
So you hired in at M-Trim. What did you work in any other departments?
How many more departments are there in there? That's how many I worked in.
Oh, really?
I worked in every department in there. I worked in paint, down in the hardware, what they used to call the hardware back years ago. They call it hard and soft trim now. We used to call it hardware. The cushion room was already gone. They had partials in the plant itself. It's not. I never did work in that area. But as far as paint, trim, body shop, I worked in all of them.
What were some of the jobs you did in paint?
I was there a short while, and that was long enough. I sprayed sealer inside the doors. So.
And in the body shop, did you spot weld?
I done everything down there, spot weld, med welded. Like I said earlier when we talked, I was a coordinator there. When I retired, I was a coordinator. About anything there was to do, because I was on utility down there for years, too, so I'd done about everything down there was to do.
So you spent a lot of time in the body shop?
Most of my time spent in the body shop, yeah.
So out of the three different departments, was the body shop your favorite place to work? And if so, why?
Actually, it wasn't my favorite, because I also worked on inspection for a couple of years, and that was actually my favorite.
Now, when you did inspection, was that in body shop or in trim?
That was in trim. That was final trim. It's for repair. That was actually my favorite. Body shop was, I guess after that, body shop was probably my best or my favorite for the simple fact I could make moves there if I wanted to or needed to. Then like now on inspection, if you haven't got a lot of seniority, you don't go to days for a starter. And that was one of the main reasons I went to body shop.
So when you say make moves, does that mean change jobs?
Back when I went into the body shop, you could change jobs about every other week if you wanted to. That's how easy it was to move around. I mean, it was a lot different what the setup is now for applying for jobs. Basically, the job come open, so you, especially with if the committee man have him handy, tell him you want that job. If nobody else asks for it, you got it. You know, yeah. So I mean, it made it that it was that easy.
Now, what kind of work you said you had? You came in not for the benefits. What kind of job did you do before you came in here?
At the time I came in, I was actually a stock person at Universal Electric in Wausau.
So you were working in a stock, so that was kind of like a parts plant, more or less?
Well, no, they built electric motors.
Okay.
And what I just, rolls of steel I had to hang. When they fill their baskets up with the rotors that go inside of a motor, I would have to take them and stack them up someplace.
So what did you think when you came inside this building in Fisher Body in 1970? Was it much like the same? Was it okay?
Compared to now, you mean?
Compared to where you worked before.
Oh, before where I worked before? Once you get in, yeah, it wasn't that much there. It was a factory, you know. Factory was a factory back then, as far as I was concerned. But the aspect, a lot more people. I guess the place I worked before was more of a family-oriented. Mm-hmm. So it took a little bit different here. You had to be outgoing in order to get to know a little more people.
Okay. So did you get close to people here?
I made some good friends in here, yes.
What are some of the types of things that you guys did that you think brought you close together?
Oh, goodness. Back years ago, motorcycle riding was one of them. I mean, that's a group, you know, all in itself. But sports, mainly hunting and fishing type things is what I got into a lot with a lot of people.
With coworkers, so you did a lot of outside things. Were there any types of things that took place inside the plant that you thought brought you closer together? Were there dinners? Were there
pranks? We used to have a lot of dinners.
Pranks?
Nah, we never done nothing like that.
From the look on your face, it seems like you have a couple of pranks you might want to share.
I can't, right offhand, I can't think of any, but I know there had to have been some. I don't know. I know one we used to, I do remember the one. You probably all know this one too. We used to love to take the wallet and lay it down the aisle with the grease on the bottom side. That was a good one. We loved that one.
Someone would go to pick up that wallet and get a handful of grease.
That was a good one. Either that or hang the hose up over above and give them a spray as they walk under. That was two. We liked both of them.
when you worked on there and you went on inspection, did you see, and what made you get involved? You worked on the line, you worked in these different departments, and then you became a committee representative. What made you want to get involved with the union?
Well, I always read the book to start with. I mean, back then I'd done a lot of reading, and I always read the contract when it came out. And actually, I was working night shift, and people would always come up to me and ask me questions about the contract. And this went on, I don't know, a year or two. And at the time, I had just started dating my wife that I'm married to. And she says, well, why don't you just run for a committee? Everybody asks you the questions anyway, and you give them the answers. Why don't you just run? That's why I ran for a committee. So actually, it was a push from her. You know, I was doing it anyway. Why not do it like you're supposed to, you know?
Well, that's great. So I'm just go back to it. You said you met your wife here?
I certainly did.
Oh. And now were you all in the same department? Was that?
Right. I worked right across the aisle from each other.
Ah. And the rest was a shop love story, huh?
Basically.
Good. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, what'd you do on your first date with your wife? Art.
Can we talk about that in here? No, no.
What'd you take her on your first date?
Actually, the first time we went out, we just went out after work and had a few drinks.
Okay.
How is it? How do you feel that it was? Was it easy for you to have a relationship with somebody here in the plant? Did the plant hold a big part in it? How do you feel about that?
I see nothing wrong with it myself. I guess when you start talking plant relationships, if they're ones that don't affect people and hurt somebody else along the way, which mine didn't because we were both single at the time, so... that type of relationship, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Some of the other ones spawn bad things, you know, so.
They do.
Do you remember anybody that had any special artistic talents that you worked by or that you was able to get to know from working in the plant or...
Oh, goodness.
...that used to do government jobs for you or...
right offhand, I can't think of anything. You know, I mean, I knew a lot of people in there that we all done stuff for each other, but as far as any big specific things, I don't really guess. I mean, it was just I help you, you help me. That's the way we work.
So you found a lot of camaraderie and...
I got to know a large amount of people, yes. Even just working in the plant. Like I say, once I went on as vice president, I got to know a lot more people. So, and that's, you know, that's one of the bad thing about nowadays. I run into a lot of them people, and a lot of times I'll know a face, but I can't... I talked to so many people that... A name I can never come up with. I mean, like some of the people sitting in this room, I knew the face, but a name, actually, I couldn't remember your name until they told me again. So, but I knew who you were. I mean, yeah. So, you know.
So, Mike, when did you retire?
November 1st of 2000.
So, being in here from 1970 to 2000 and being an hourly worker and part of leadership, what are some of the biggest changes you thought were the biggest impacts for GM and Local 602?
Oh. Some of the biggest changes, I think, was the committee people in there in the later years, back up till the time I retired, and even now, they can't get things done as easily as we used to back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, we could go in and talk to a supervisor and get something done right then. Nowadays, they have to go talk to somebody upstairs, you know. I think that's one of the biggest changes I've seen. And as far as it wasn't for the good, but I mean, that's the change, you know.
So there's like a longer time to get things done.
A lot longer time to get things done.
How did you feel about all the different name changes the Fisher Party went through?
If you keep up with them, you were doing good. I've always called it Fisher Body, and I always will. Let's put it that way. So, I mean, the name changes, that was on the building, but as far as I'm sure, it was Fisher Body.
So, when you hired in, and now, did you participated in the strikes? Does any strike stand out to you?
Actually, I don't even remember what year it was now. We went out for 2 days. I can't remember the year now. Because I spent, it was in early 90s. I don't remember which year. But we were out for a couple days, 3 days I think it was. So I spent most of that 2 days here at the hall, was being on with the election committee. That actually falls under the chairman of the strike committee when it comes down to it, for doing things on strike, whether people know that or not, it does. So I spent a good part of that 2 days here with Andy Graham. He was a strike chair at the time, helping him, you know, making coffee rounds around to the gates and stuff. I helped set up so we could get the donuts every day down to Myers. I went down and talked to them, that type of stuff, so... It's terrible, I don't remember the year, but you know, that's actually the only strike. We've had a couple shutdowns because of strikes elsewhere, but that's actually the only strike I've been through. I mean, like I say, in 70, I hired in right after the big strike of 70. So,
do you recall what we were on strike for?
Oh, boy, I'm trying to think what it was that year. Yeah, I think it had to do with benefits, if I remember right. That was a holdup, but I don't remember for sure.
Speaking of benefits, what's your most appreciated bargained benefit?
Definitely your health care. I mean, that's... I mean, you can get by with less glasses if you need to, that type of thing, but your hospitalization health care... Doctors, without that, and the people that don't have health care to cover that nowadays, I don't see how they afford it.
So, what was it like to be the vice president of a local?
Nerve-wracking at times. I guess people expect you to know everything and be able to do everything, you know, as president or vice president, if you happen to be sitting in the position. And you can't do that. I mean, you know, people expect you to be their committee man, go in the plant, take care of things for them. It's... People don't realize actually what the job actually is. It's made more of a PR job than anything. Basically, PR job. You do get into other things. You have to know other things as far as contracts and stuff. Because when people come talk to you, if you don't know what's going on with the contract, you can't talk to them properly. So that's one thing you need to know. And I. People that run for that, for the president or the vice president's position, as far as I'm concerned, should have, is somewhere down the line, been on committee. Because if they haven't been, they don't know the procedures and everything. Even though they think they do, they haven't been through it to know what they are. Just the experience of it helps when you're talking to people while you're sitting in that position. So.
What would you say was the most rewarding thing you got to do as vice president or when you acted as president?
Probably one of the most rewarding. I know there's been a few times where I've got back with, had to get with people. Even upper management in the plant. Like I said, you're not a committee person, but sometimes you act as one once in a while to try to help things along. And probably doing something like that and making sure that somebody gets their job back or don't lose their job is probably one of the most gratifying as far as I'm concerned.
Lansing Fisher by the UAW has always been known as the capital of quality. People have always said we had a wonderful workforce. What would you say causes that? You know, what makes us different?
I think probably the camaraderie of the people is probably one of the biggest things. I know I've talked to people in other plants, been in other plants, you know, on tours and stuff, and you see a lot more people participation and camaraderie in this plant than you do in most any plant I've ever been in. So I think that's got a lot to do with it.
Mike, you were involved in one of the greatest launches of an automobile in our facility ever, which was a J car, if I remember correctly.
Was.
As we go into a new environment, we're going to launch another new vehicle into Delta plant. I want you to talk about what it took and what type of relationship the union and management had within our facility to make us have that great launch and what we look forward to in the future.
Yeah, that was a lot of work. We probably got more cooperation between union management and that launch than we've ever had. They let us, as far as the union, give us a lot of leeway on things that we could do. The people that were in the front stages of that, which I was one of my setup, was one of the people that set up the complete underbody in the body shop for that launch. They gave us a leeway of being able to change equipment, amount of people, all that type of stuff. And for the company to do that, that's saying, you know, they trust us to believe that we know what we're talking about. And I think that was probably one of the biggest things that helped that launch out go like it did.
So as we go forward to our Delta plant with the same workforce pretty much, talk about what you think it's going to take and what our relationship is. What do you see for
it? Well, from what I know of what's going on out there right now, they're pretty much on the same type line. So I'm hoping and I'm expecting it should be as well accepted as what the J-Car launch was when we first went to it. I know with it being an all-new plant, it's going to be a lot different for the fact that the people knew this plant. So they went out for a while. They come back. It might have been reconfigured and changed around a little bit, but they knew the plant. With the new plant, they're going to be a little different because they've got to learn that plant. You know, they knew this one. They've got to learn that one. But all around between, from what I know of, between union and management out there, it's flowing good, and I expect it to be as good a launch as what we had on the J-Car.
You know, in the past, we've had various corporation people come in and look at our plant, and they wonder how we could start on the bottom floor, wind our way up to a second floor, end up on a third floor, ship bodies across town, and be the most productive in North American operations. Talk about that, Mike.
There's only one word for that. That's the people. That's it, period. I mean, without the people there to do that, like I said just a little while ago, you know, the camaraderie of them and everything, without them people, that plant wouldn't be what it was. You could put 3,000 different people in there, and it wouldn't be the same. They wouldn't get it done.
Mike, I really appreciate you allowing us to interview you, and I thank you very much.
One other question. Just one other question before you do. Michael, you're retired now, but are you still active with the union?
Yes, actually right now I was just elected for my second term as vice chair of the retirees.
Why do you find it, why do you be involved with the retirees chapter? Why do you think the union involvement is important?
I got a friend that retired at the same time I did. We fish together all the time. And this will answer your question. When he calls me and wants to go fishing, I say, well, I got to go to a retirees meeting. Or I've got to go to something for the retirees. He says, I thought you retired. And I says, well, I did retire. I retired from the shop, but I didn't retire from the people. That answers that well, I think.
Yeah. Okay, if you had, for the new people coming in and those coming behind you, what's the biggest thing you could say about, what's the best advice you could give them?
Get involved in your union, believe in your union. There's too many people in there that don't. The ones that do, I applaud them. And that would be my thing, to get involved in your union so you understand what it's about and be part of it.
Thank you. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.